Maria Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
That's the Doctor here from Triple J talking to Nick Frost, who's in the brand new movie, The Boat That Rocked. Press junkets.
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
They're weird, aren't they? I once did a press junket when I was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do some stuff for a breakfast TV show at home. And they sent me on George Lucas's money to go and see the second new Star Wars film.
Second prequel, yeah.
And so I had to do a junket and it was very weird.
And who are you talking to? Like Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman, Samuel L. Jackson. I had a thing in my mind that I thought Samuel L. Jackson and I would immediately be friends.
Uh-huh.
No.
Really?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, now doing this, you realise that he's probably been sitting there for 4 hours and asked exactly the same question. So when I went in, he kind of didn't even acknowledge me until the woman said, "You've got 4 minutes." And then he kind of turned and we began. But it was good. I got to see the film in George Lucas's private cinema, which was amazing, but I fell asleep. Because I had jet lag.
You fell asleep in his cinema.
Yeah, well, there were like 200 other journalists there.
Surely there'd be cameras on you as well to see your reaction to the film. And
I wasn't murdered or shot.
What about now? You've been the star of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and now The Boat That Rocked. You're going to start up a relationship with Samuel L. Jackson?
I'd like to think so. I think Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead... I know he's a big Shaun of the Dead fan because sometimes you get reports that I heard that he was on a plane, a Virgin flight or something like that, and he had gone up to one of the hostesses and said... Can you put Shaun of the Dead on or, you know... so that's pretty cool.
So Samuel L. Jackson's the sort of person that gets to request which movie he watches on an in-flight movie. Not bad.
I think which movie everyone watches
So well, if you did meet him, you could turn away and then go, 4 minutes. Samuel.
I've got 4 minutes, Jackson. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about The Boat That Rocked. It was set in the 60s in the era of pirate radio when they were actually pirates on the North Sea of the UK. You're a sprightly young chap. Do you remember any of this? Radio Caroline or anything?
The boat, I think we end the film kind of the summer of 67 and I was still 5 years away from being conceived.
There you are.
But, I mean, what I do remember is I'm from Essex and I'm also a fan of house music and we had house music pirate radio ships off the coast of Essex.
So the sequel could be set 20 years later.
Absolutely. The boat that was having it.
But
no H in having it.
Yeah, we'll talk to Richard Curtis about getting that happening.
I don't know if Richard will let me. Really? But I had, you know, I got this, I think it was exactly the same kind of vibe. So when at the beginning of the film when you see a young lad running upstairs and putting the sheets over his head and listening to the Kinks, that was me, but obviously I was a lot heavier and I was listening to Frankie Knuckles and like Fabio and Groove Rider and all these kind of young... up-and-coming house DJs.
Nick Frost is talking to us on Triple J. Let's have a listen to a little bit of that 80s house music, maybe a little Frankie Knuckles, and we'll come back and have another chat.
If you want to play Lil Louie, French Kiss.
Lil Louie, French Kiss. That's there it is by Triple J. That was Lil Louie, French Kiss. Nick Frost, a fan of that sort of music. In the movie, Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a sort of cool and suave American DJ. Reese Farnes plays his kind of UK sexy counterpart. Rhys Darby plays this nerd that thinks that double playing the Seekers is his idea of anarchy.
Yeah,
and you play another DJ, another sort of wise mouth DJ who's also a bit of a prick in the film. Do you enjoy that?
Agreed. I do enjoy it, but I'm also, you know, as a person, as Nick Frost, I'm quite vain. You know, and I wouldn't want people thinking that is all Dave is. You know,
yeah.
I think it was important that, even though he is a bit of a prick and doesn't get punished for any of his moral digressions, he...
In fact, you end up on a boat full of schoolgirls.
I know. God, that's so horrible.
Sorry to spoil the ending. There's only a very small part of the ending.
You know, I think it was important for me at least to make him charming and funny. I think if I could balance him out in some way, I could justify him as a character.
There was an older brother kind of feeling about Dave, I think, in the movie. Richard Curtis directed it and wrote it. He, of course, did all, like, Notting Hills and Four Weddings and a Funeral, but I thought that he also wrote every episode of Blackadder.
Yeah.
I thought there was definitely a lot of Blackadder in this film, especially in the government scenes.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh playing the guy in the government. It definitely reminded me of Blackadder Goes Forth.
Right.
Like the guys that, Darling and the boss of the army there. Did you ever get into that sort of stuff?
Well, I did. I lived in Israel for 2 years, and we had on cassette the whole second series of Blackadder, which we would listen to on a Friday night before the Sabbath meal. And we would listen to, like, two or three episodes of the second series of Blackadder on cassette, but, like, 12 people in one room drinking vodka, listening to Blackadder.
So, and not even knowing what they look like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. I'm talking to Nick Frost, who we're talking about The Boat That Rocked, and you've also been in Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz with Simon Pegg. Now, you got into acting, your first regular acting role, after trying to amuse him when you were flatmates.
Yeah, absolutely. A character of Mike came from a character that I used to do for Simon in the pub just to make him laugh.
This is the character Mike in Space.
In Space, that's right. I wasn't an actor. I didn't want to be an actor. I never wanted to do this, really. But Simon enjoyed the character and said, I'm going to write this in, so you have to come and do it. So I did, and I didn't enjoy it very much at first. And even if you watch the first series of Spaced, in certain scenes that I'm in, you actually see me blush as I'm acting because I'm so embarrassed to do it.
That's great.
I was terribly nervous. I think it was only after, like, between the second series of Spaced and Shaun of the Dead that I kind of took myself to one side and said, you could actually be pretty good at this. So now's the time to stop being a waiter and to take it seriously.
And then next thing you know, you're a zombie playing Xbox in the backyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're here to promote The Boat That Rocked, but you've also, this is your trajectory from a waiter not so many years ago. You're now in this giant, amazing ensemble cast movie, and Shaun of the Dead and Spaced and Hot Fuzz. And you're also in Tintin.
That's right, yeah, with Spielberg.
It's a captured animation movie, is it?
It's a mocap, yeah.
Yeah, so your face isn't on screen?
Not really. I mean, I'm yet to see what it will be like, but we all were on set every day acting as if it were a film.
Yeah.
So,
and you and Simon play the Thompson twins.
We do, yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. You know, I always say that I don't really remember going to secondary school, but I do remember watching Close Encounters.
Yeah.
So when you're on set and Steven Spielberg is running on set, punching the air because you've just done a great take, it's very difficult to comprehend.
It's amazing.
Can I say Triple J was the first Australian radio station I ever knew existed?
All right.
I used to live in a horrible, wee-soaked squat in Golders Green with loads of Aussies and South Africans and Kiwis. Mm-hmm. And they were always passing around, so I think it was like a Triple J Hot 100.
The Hottest 100, yeah.
Right, okay, a cassette. So we were always kind of listening to that in the...
Find out about all the best things on cassette, whilst in wee-soaked or vodka-soaked hovels.
It's so different for me now.
Yeah, what a shame. Now you're here in your nice house.
You should see my room. So much mahogany.
Beautiful. Nick Frost, thank you very much for chatting to Triple J.
Cheers. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.